Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and we're going to be covering kind of the mindset of toughening up. So the podcast that I wanted to do today was meant to motivate people to put more towards their efforts. So if you're dieting and you're not getting the results you want, you have to toughen up and do more. If you're exercising and you're not getting the results you want, you have to toughen up and do more. Now, too often, when you listen to motivational speeches and stuff like this, is it sometimes will leave you with a feeling of like inadequacy or feeling bad about yourself, like, oh man, you know, I can't do that, or I'm too mentally weak, or da 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 da, and I don't want to do that at all. So what my goal here is to kind of motivate you to try a little bit smarter of effort, then work a little bit harder. And the idea of this is that we want to take responsibility for what we are or are not getting, for the actions that we are or are not putting in. So if you've been putting in effort towards a diet but you're not losing weight, don't blame the diet. Don't blame, you know, like your work schedule. Don't blame your at-home situation. Don't blame anything. Nothing. Whatever you blame is where you're giving control of your life results to. If you accept responsibility for the fact that you're dieting but not getting the results you want, if you accept that responsibility, therefore it's within your control to modify and change it. You may just need to find a diet parameters or a diet structure that better fits your needs. So I was telling somebody the other day, is there's a million ways to diet correctly. You just have to find the one in a million that is you. Now that's a hard process. That takes time. There's a lot of whittling down preconceived notions, whittling down of knowledge that you get from a lot of people, myself included. So you're going to research a lot. You're going to hear a lot of opinions. And some of the opinions are just bullshit because somebody's trying to sell you something and they're an asshole and they don't care about who they hurt telling them the wrong things. Then you're going to have people where I might have a bias in the way that I like to do nutrition, to where I know one of my biases is I don't like giving people quick, easy answers. Because if you do something that's quick, easy, and temporary, your results will be quick, easy, and temporary. So I'm a hard person sometimes when it comes to nutrition. So just listen to our podcast about how many calories you need per day. It's just me yelling at everybody. I'm a hard person when it comes to nutrition because I don't want to tell you guys any kind of bullshit that's temporary stuff. I want to teach you what works long-term, what works for the better of your like health, the better of your nature, the better of your life, even if you don't want to hear it, even if you don't want to do it at this time. So I've lost clients, numerous clients, I mean dozens, where they'll come in, they'll tell me what they're doing with their diet, I'll tell them ways in which they can correct it or change it, and then they'll say, yeah, but you know, so-and-so, like for example, those shots, people take HCG shots, and then only eat 500 calories a day. And the HCG shot will make you not realize that you're hungry. It kind of masks your hunger feeling. And then you only eat 500 calories a day. Of course, you're going to lose a ton of weight. You lose a ton of muscle. It causes really negative health to your organs and your joints. But the person, the number on the scale goes down. Okay? And those clinics, the people who sell you HCG shots, they are the assholes of the world. Because what they're telling you to do is not healthy. So I'm going to definitely have people get mad about this if they disagree. But unless somebody is clinically obese, and it's like if you don't lose 100 pounds today, you are going to die. That's when drastic measures do need taken to get the weight immediately off. And then you immediately have to recreate a new structure that maintains that result. So what they did to lose that, say, 100 pounds is absolutely not what they can continue to do for the rest of their life. It would not be healthy. So therefore, they need to be taught, what do I do after that? So too many diets don't do that. They give you the parameters to get the weight lost, but they don't tell you what to do once the weight is lost, so it stays lost. So you can stay healthy the rest of your life. You might have to go through some kind of temporary unhealthiness to get some weight off. You know, if that's truly where you're at for your health, if you just have to lose weight at all costs, but then you immediately need to start learning what's a healthy way of living. So the stuff that I like teach people in these podcasts is very rarely is somebody listening to this podcast going to be absolutely clinically obese, where they're going to die if they don't get 100 pounds off their body weight. Now, I have worked with people who have had to lose weight to get gastric bypass surgery and some other things. They were so heavy they couldn't even get that kind of surgery. So I have worked in those cases, and I do know what it takes to do that. So the majority of the people listening to this now, we don't have a real, like, there's no super medical problem where you're going to die tomorrow if you don't lose, you know, 50 pounds. So if you just do all the bullshit shortcut stuff, okay, like, oh, I'm just going to do, you know, like we've talked before about intermittent fasting. I'm not a big fan of intermittent fasting. It's not the worst thing in the world. There's a way to do it very healthy. But most people who do it, they're just like, well, I'm going to eat only between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. and I'm going to eat the shittiest food I can think of because I've been starving all day. And then they pound down a bunch of caffeine to kind of get throughout the day. They don't do it the right way. So therefore, you're not going to get healthy results. So you're going to get results, but they're not going to be healthy, and they're not going to be sustainable. So the biggest things we want to do is when we're struggling with something like our diet is we want to take responsibility for learning a better way to do it. So if you are putting in effort, but your effort isn't getting the result you want, you need to find out more about what you're doing and see if there's a better way, or maybe there's something you're missing. So I talked about just in, I think, two podcasts ago, when somebody came to me and told me they were doing this amazing diet that included fruit and oatmeal for breakfast, a salad for lunch, and then no carbs at their dinner. Their family dinner, they were doing a great job of coming up with all these fancy recipes to have, like, mashed cauliflower and, like, spaghetti squash rather than spaghetti itself. They were finding all these fun kind of Pinterest things to not have carbs at night. Where all of those foods, like a salad, sounds healthy. Fruit and oatmeal sounds healthy. Avoiding overeating at night sounds healthy. But that person wasn't eating remotely enough calories. They were feeling like crap all the time. And then were binge eating every 3 to 5 days because of how severe they were over-dieting themselves. So yeah, they were getting these small picture things right. They were putting in effort. But they weren't putting effort into the biggest, most important things. So we talked about in that podcast where you have to go back through podcast number 41, and it discusses what's the most important stuff. The most important thing of any diet at all to pay attention to is calories. And there can be too low of calories. Just as much as when we eat too many calories, it's a bad thing. The next thing is, do you have enough protein in your diet? The next thing is meal timing. And then the fourth most important thing would be whether you're having brown rice or white rice. You know, white bread or wheat bread. The stuff that most people think is important is absolutely not. The reason why you do it that way is because it's easy and you're lazy. It's easy to just switch from white bread to wheat bread and think we're doing healthy things. It's harder to control the volume of food we're eating per day. It's harder to control our meal timing. It's harder to figure out how to count grams of protein and what foods have protein and how can I get enough protein. So we don't want to do the work of that stuff. We'd rather just eat shitty brown rice rather than white rice, which tastes disgusting. So, and there's absolutely no need for us to even do that if we get those first three things in place. But we're too lazy to do that. We just want to follow black and white rules. We want to make everything as easy as we can because we're too damn lazy to learn more and put in the actual work. And that's what I want to kind of raise our awareness to in this podcast. Same thing when it comes to training. You're coming to the gym, you know, you're relatively consistent, you train relatively hard, but you're not getting anything for your effort. Well, what are you doing? Is what you're doing making you any better? If not, you probably need to look at doing something different, right? Okay? If what you're doing isn't working, stop doing it. Find different answers. Ask people questions. Learn more. You know, do whatever you can do to work smarter. Okay? So same thing with our nutrition is the same thing with our training. Same thing with anywhere in life. If we're putting in effort but we're not getting the results we want, don't try to double down on stupidity. Learn if what you're doing is smart or stupid first. Then do more of the smart stuff. Okay? So we have to do the effort of learning, which can be harder to do, takes more time, it takes longer to do. But if we learn what we're doing, we can get better results for the effort and energy we're already putting in. If you just try to go hashtag beast mode and double down on everything and become a robot, have no personal life, and just go nuts and make this absolutely unbalanced in your life and let your health goals consume your life, and then all of a sudden you become a martyr for this goal, and oh, woe is me because I need to lose weight, or woe is me because, you know, I go to the gym all the time. Well, don't do that shit, okay? That's lazy people behavior. Lazy people allow themselves to become martyrs. It's more hard to balance a life. It's more hard to get in enough sleep properly, to get in food properly, to balance your work list versus your life list, okay? To balance out having me time, to balance out having quiet time, time to restore yourself. It's harder to live a balanced life than it is to just let yourself be consumed by something and then be big crybaby whenever it becomes a strict, like, hindrance in your life. No shit. If something consumes most of your time, it's going to become a burden to you, okay? So you don't get to whine and complain and say, woe is me, whenever you chose to have that happen. You need to take control and live a more balanced life, no matter how difficult that actually is. That's the only way you're going to get the results you want and have the life you want around those results, to where you can get both things, okay? So again, most kind of motivational speeches, they tell you to go all in, to become like a robot, you know, and you don't really want this unless you're 24/7, you know, unless you eat, breathe, and sleep it. That's bullshit. That doesn't work for long term. So anybody that does that, if you look at Olympians, they might do that for 10 to 15 years, and then they get their Olympic gold medals. They, you know, have a good life there. But man, do they, like, they push back from that. They come out of it. A lot of them have a lot of, like, social anxiety problems. They have a lot of just kind of missed childhoods. So they get into kind of, like, bad behaviors and things after competition because they felt so restricted. So often when we try to become, like, a robot towards our goal and we try to be all into it and, you know, like, let it consume us, it does exactly that. It consumes us. So what we want to do is we want to find out what are the sustainable long-term things that we can do to make ourselves more successful. How do I work smarter, not just harder, okay? Part of that is showing up and holding yourself accountable, okay? You need to toughen up to not blame anything or anyone else and accept responsibility for whatever the outcome is for the effort that you're putting in. If you accept responsibility, you can control it. Okay? So now I know this from my own personal journey. So I started working out when I was 15 years old. And it was on my 15th birthday, a friend of mine called me fat. We were kind of having like a play fight. It wasn't, you know, said to be mean. We were just kind of like calling each other names and stuff. And the person said, well, at least I'm not fat. And I remember sitting there and I was like, well, damn, he's right. Like, he's not fat and I actually am fat. And then I immediately didn't like the fact that somebody could call me something that I didn't like. I didn't like having an attribute be true of me that was not a positive attribute. So I remember I went home that night, and I said, well, this is bullshit. You know, I don't want to be, you know, fat and weak. I don't like this, you know. So I'm going to do 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every single day. And this was on my 15th birthday. And I said, I'm going to do it every single day this year to my 16th birthday. And in that year, I only missed 10 days, seven of which were on a Boy Scout trip because I was too embarrassed to do it in front of my friends. So I missed 10 days in a whole year of doing 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups. So that was showing up every damn day. That was taking responsibility for what condition I was in. I didn't try to rationalize it. I didn't try to excuse it away. I didn't try to blame my friend for being mean. Oh, why is he so mean that he has to say that to me? You know, that's so mean of him. That's not fair. Bullshit. It was true. He just said a truth that I didn't like. That's not his fault for saying something that's true. It's my fault for allowing it to be true. So I took responsibility of that. So I started making changes. At 16, I bought a weight set. My parents bought me a weight set for my birthday and Christmas kind of combined. And I trained every damn day for probably 2-3 years. So if not longer than that, I didn't skip a single day. I remember I would come home from football practice, I would eat dinner, and then go right back down to the gym. In the basement is where we had it, and we had a two-car garage, so I took over one side from a weight set, and I would work out for an hour or two every night. So I remember after 2 years of lifting weights, so after all the newbie gains had worn off, I was 6 foot tall, 165 pounds, but fat. So 6 foot tall, 165 pounds should be skinny, but I had rolls of fat on my stomach that you could grab. I was not in good condition, not in good shape. And that was even after 2 years of working out. So I was probably maybe like 135, maybe 140 pounds of actual like lean body. And I had that much fat on top of me at 6 foot tall. Okay. I am now, and that was at 16, that was 18 years old that I graduated high school. I would have been 165 pounds. And I'm now 100 pounds heavier than that, 17 years later. I'm now over 265, if not more. I'm usually around 270, 275. And I'm leaner than I was at 165. So in 17 years, I've gained 100 pounds of lean mass to my body weight. And that did not come easy. So that was difficult. Now I'm 100 pounds over what would be considered almost like a natural weight. I remember when I was 18, so that's after 2 years of lifting weights, I couldn't squat 315. I've now squatted 600 in sleeves. I couldn't bench 225, I've now benched well over 405. I couldn't deadlift, I could barely deadlift 315. I've since deadlifted 700 pounds. So even after 2 years of lifting, I was weak and fat. Even after all the newbie gains had worn off, I was weak and fat. But that was my responsibility to change. That was up to me to change it. No amount of bitching and whining, no amount of complaining, no one else was ever going to control or change that. It was only through me and through consistency. Okay? So during those 17 years, so from 18 years old to now, I've torn 17 muscles. I've torn 7 ligaments. I even broke my collarbone while I was bench pressing. I've talked about that in the past. And finished the damn workout before I went to the hospital. So I've had all of those injuries and even just some extra life stuff along the way. And I've never missed more than 7 consecutive days of training. So in 17 years, I've never taken more than a week off. Ever. Regardless of 17 torn muscles, 7 ligaments, broken bones, and surgeries. Okay? At one point in time during that journey, I had back pain for 14 months. I had a slip disc in my back, and I had torn my QL, a groin muscle, and a hamstring muscle. And I'm pretty sure I strained the shit out of my psoas muscle at that time. And my back hurt every damn day, all day, for 14 months. So for 14 months, all day, every day, it hurt to sit, it hurt to stand, it hurt to pick something up, it hurt to do anything. I remember the most excruciating thing I could do was to reach and try to grab my seatbelt every time I got in the car. That was the most painful thing of everything I did. And I had that pain for 14 months. I remember it would take me 30 minutes or more to warm up, and at the time I could only ever work up to about 1 rep on squats. So if I tried to do more than that, I'd just get shut down. My back pain would get so bad I couldn't handle it. So I would take 30 minutes or more to warm up. I'd work to some kind of heavy squat because I knew it was needed to build up those tissues. But then it would take me 30 or 40 more minutes to kind of be sick on the floor. I remember throwing up on myself. I remember throwing up in the gym a couple times. And I would just get sick. It would take me 30 minutes to do 1 rep of a squat, and then I'd be sick for 30 minutes. But I knew that was the only way I was going to work through it. And since then, as I worked through that, I've never had back pain again. And I've increased my squat over 100 pounds since then. My core is way stronger. And I'm a lot healthier now. So I went through 14 months of horrible everyday pain, but I showed up every day. So again, during those 14 months, I never missed training, never took a week off, showed up every day because I knew what the results that I wanted. I had the responsibility to change that. I wasn't going to rely on pain medicine, wasn't going to rely on, oh, I remember back when I was younger, I could do this and this and this. Bullshit. So I was in control of that. You're in control of what you do. Okay? So I remember I tore muscles and some ligaments and stuff in my hand, and for a while I couldn't hold on to anything with my right hand. It took me a long time to figure that out and retrain that. And I remember in the process of that, one time I had read about nerve stimulation and how that might be able to help, to where if I could excite the nerves of that injured area right before, say, example of like a deadlift, I might be able to hold on to it. So I remember I did a couple workouts where I'd jam a thumbtack into my hand in the injured area before every set of deadlifts. I would then ice my hand and rub like healing cream on it in between every workout to try to heal up the skin from all the puncture wounds. But I remember trying that because I wanted bad enough to keep moving forward towards my goals. I wasn't going to let a stupid injured hand hold me back from being the best that I could ever be. That hand was eventually going to heal if I kept working at it and found a way through it. It was my responsibility to find the answer to that problem. That problem wasn't in charge of me. I was in charge of me. Okay? I remember I had a shoulder surgery once. So I had to get metal plates put into my shoulder. And I remember the day after the surgery, I was walking on the treadmill and doing 1,000 reps in the leg extension machine. And that became my workout every day for 5 weeks. And during 8 weeks after that surgery, I did a diet along with those workouts and lost 40 pounds. And I remember that. That was my workout every day, was walking for 30 to 60 minutes on a treadmill at a super high incline and doing 1,000 reps on a leg press, leg extension. And the reason why it was 1,000 reps of leg extension, it was the only machine I could get into that didn't hurt my collarbone. So I couldn't lift anything, couldn't do anything with that shoulder for a while. So I figured, what the hell, I'll just go on a diet, I'll do some cardio, and I'll at least get on there and do some kind of muscle damage. So I did 1,000 reps of leg extensions for freaking 5 weeks in a row. So that was awful. But that's it. So when you say you have a goal and you want your goal, what are you doing to earn that? Okay? You're probably putting in some effort. That's true. That is something to be proud of. Okay? If you are doing some action towards a dream, towards a goal, that is something to be proud of. It really, really is. Okay? I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. Because how many people do we know talk a bunch of shit, but they don't ever do anything? So if you are doing anything towards your goals, be proud of yourself. Now, if that effort you are putting in isn't getting the results you want, you've got to learn how to work smarter, okay? Don't just work harder. Don't do what I did most of my lifting career, where I would just beat the shit out of myself until I got to power through it and figure out a way around it, okay? So figure out first how to work smarter. Learn why what you're doing may or may not be working. Learn other people's approaches. Ask questions. Read books. Do research. I mean, golly, do anything you have to do to find out why what you're doing now might not be working. So don't just double down on what you're doing because you might be doubling down on stupid. Like we said, don't be twice as stupid. If you're stupid once, once is enough. Okay? So figure out what you're doing and figure out why it might not be working first. Then, once you know if you're doing the right stuff, then you can double down on that. So once you get the ball rolling, once you find a course of action that does produce results, just dive in on that. Like, double down on that. That's where you want to put your work. Okay? Once you know it works, then you dive into it. So work smarter first, then work harder. Okay? So, the best thing we can do with our goals in life is don't use words. Okay? Don't talk about what you want. Do what you want. Use actions. Okay? If you say you want something more, well, what are you actually doing that shows that? So just showing up and bitching and whining every day about, oh, I'm on my diet, but I'm not getting any results. Well, okay, whoop-de-freaking-do. No one gives a shit. Everybody has their own things to worry about. They don't care about you. Now, people will help you in transitional phases. So if you're like, hey, I'm working through this new diet, you know, would you mind if I have a couple questions for you? Oh, somebody will dive in. They'll help. You know, if you talk to a spouse or family members and say, hey, I want to do this new exercise routine. Would you guys mind helping me make this a part of my lifestyle? People will dive in. They'll help you. People love you. People who are around you love you, and they will help you. But if all you're doing is bitching and whining every day, they don't give a shit. Okay? No one likes anybody that comes in and whines and does nothing. So if you show up every day with the same bullshit complaint, but you're doing the same bullshit actions behind that complaint. You're not changing anything. No one cares. No one wants to hear it. Save your whining for, like, literally no one. Not even for yourself. Don't poison yourself with bitching and whining. Okay? If you don't like something, educate yourself, figure out what to do better, and then start doing it. You don't even need words. You just need actions. Okay? Recognize it. Learn better. Do better. That's it. No whining, no complaining, no one cares. It's not productive. It doesn't help anything. Okay? Nothing. Just actions, not words. Okay? So if you want more, do more. Learn more, work smarter, and then try to work harder. Okay? So, if you're working towards something in your life, whether it's health-related or not, whether it's nutrition, training, whether it's something outside of the gym or inside of the gym, if you're putting in effort but you're not getting results for your effort that you want, don't bitch, don't whine, don't keep doing the same stupid shit. If it ain't working, it ain't working. So learn more. Educate yourself. And more often than not, what you need to focus on first is whether you're actually doing the stuff that you're supposed to be doing. So when I say learn more or do something different, it might mean do the exact same plan you're supposed to be doing now, but actually doing the damn thing. Not just saying you're doing it, but only being 70% accurate. Do the damn stuff. Do it the way it's supposed to be written. Hold yourself accountable and do it for real. You might find that what you think you were doing that wasn't working was just you not working. You weren't upholding the standards that you were supposed to be following. And here you are blaming and whining that programming and saying, oh, this diet doesn't work for me. Bullshit, you're probably not even doing the damn diet correct. So you need to look at that first. So make sure you know whether you're actually putting in the work you're supposed to be putting in. Okay? So if you're putting in effort, are you putting in a full effort? Are you putting in an honest effort? Or are you rationalizing a bunch of horrible choices and a bunch of laziness in your life? Okay? So figure out what's missing. It might be the quality of work that you're putting in. If so, toughen up and work harder. Okay? If you haven't even given what you're supposed to be doing now, full effort, don't start bouncing around from program to program or diet to diet. Give it full effort first. Okay? Be 90% accurate first. Then you'll see whether it gets results or not. And then if it doesn't, find a new program, find a new approach. Maybe that approach wasn't right for you. But you'll only know that until you first put in the right amount of work into it. Okay? You have to work your program before you can decide whether the program works for you or not. Okay? Now, the hope of this was to motivate you to push yourselves harder and realize that when you say you want something, it's your responsibility to make that happen. It's your responsibility to hold yourself accountable. It's your responsibility to go find more answers or new answers if what you have now doesn't seem to be working. Okay? Now, if you listen to that and you want the help, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll help you out. Okay? We'll help you figure out if what you're doing is the right stuff you should be doing. Tell us what your goal is. Tell us the approach you're using right now. We'll tell you if it's good or not. If it is good and you're not getting results, well, then we'll send you an adherence tracking paper, and you can track your adherence, see if you're putting in a full effort. You might think you're putting full effort in, but unless you track your adherence and really button down on whether the details are getting done, you might not know. Okay? So reach out to us, and we'll help you take that next step. So if you want more results, make sure you're putting in your effort first. Toughen up. Put in the best effort you can. Then figure out how to work smarter, and then work harder. Cool? Okay, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please, please, please share it with family and friends, so the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love, love, love to hear from you. So this podcast is for you, so we'll know what you want to learn about. And you can reach us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.